I'm joined by personal finance expert Mary Holm. Hello.
Hello, Jesse.
How's it going?
Fine, thanks. But I'm sitting here wondering if you have more men than women answering. You did today, I think, and it's just a little challenge to have a few more women in on the on the three songs.
Well, listen to me, Mary. There would be nothing I'd like better than have women, because we just put the people who call through.
Yeah.
And so, actually, I would encourage... This is quite fun, actually. I would encourage anyone at any time to audit our show for male-female ratios, because we actually do really well. It's not it's not conscious, I don't think, but we're pretty happy with our coverage. But don't you think music trivia might slightly be a more of a kind of a geeky guy thing to get into?
I think it might. I'm not criticising you, because they are the ones that ring, but I was just thinking, because it's usually right before I come on.
Yeah, and it's always some bloke.
And they're usually men, aren't they? So the challenge really is not to you, but to the listeners, the women listeners, to ring in.
Great. Yes, and thanks to Dra, who called up just after 2 o'clock with a pretty good guest as well. So, Mary, you're talking about the share market today. Yeah. We're all quite worried, you see. We're worried because it's going so well.
Yes, I know, isn't that terrible? But the New Zealand share market keeps breaking records. You know, every few days, or certainly every few weeks, there's a new record. And I was just listening to it the other day, and also reading an article where a so-called expert was saying, what should we make of this?
Yeah.
And he was sort of saying, on the one hand, perhaps you should get out while the going's good, because there's a fall coming, but then also saying, well, perhaps you shouldn't, because it might keep rising.
And that's
what good was that? I just keep feeling worried, because it's not just people investing in shares, it's people in KiwiSaver and anything but a low-risk fund have got some of their money in shares. If you're in a medium-risk fund, there'll be a fair bit of that in shares. And sooner or later, the market will go down fairly dramatically. It did last spring a little bit. And even then, I know some people bailed out at that point. And it will go down more at some point. And so I could think, oh, well, I won't talk to Jesse about this until it does. But then I'm going to be too late, because, you know, it'll happen not the afternoon I'm on with you.
Yeah.
And by the time we talk again about it,
everyone will have bailed.
Yeah, look, and so it's really important for people to get the message not to bail. Just have a little look at what has happened to the New Zealand share market, because it's very interesting. Back in the 80s, when the share market was going crazy, everybody knew about it. Mm. And I'm sure I've talked to you before about the shoeshine boy in New York before the 29 crash, when he was talking to Kennedy's father, Joseph Kennedy, about the share market. Joseph Kennedy said, if the shoeshine boy's in the share market, I'm getting out, because that means it's gone crazy.
Yeah.
But in this current boom, because since from March 2009 to March 2014, the New Zealand share market doubled in just 5 years, and then it's done it again since then. The value of shares, if you include dividends being reinvested, which is what happens in KiwiSaver and for a lot of other investors, it's grown fourfold since 2009. And if you look at... You remember I've talked to you about the rule of 72?
Yes.
Where, so if it doubles in 5 years, you divide 5 into 72, and that comes to about 14% a year has been the average growth, which is pretty incredible.
Mm.
And New Zealanders just don't seem to realise it. They just all think their KiwiSaver is growing quite nicely, and actually it's growing phenomenally. Mm. But the other thing,
I don't want to be controversial here, but at least when the share market goes up by 14% a year, it benefits society, you know, jobs, value, growth.
Certainly.
What about when the property market goes up 14%? Who's that benefit, Mary? Owner of the property. People who've invested in property.
You probably need to get an economist on for...
No, all right.
It's too much for me to think about.
I'm just trolling
right
people listening.
So I suppose the question here for listeners is whether they should move out of shares before the crash. And for people in KiwiSaver, that would mean they can't get their money out, but they can move it down to a lower risk KiwiSaver fund at any time. And should they do that, when I say before the crash, I'm just saying that at some time in the future there will be one. No one knows when. It's better to move now than after the crash, and that's for sure. But I would suggest people don't move at all. I mean, what happens when the share market goes down fast? I was just thinking the other day, it's a bit like the fight or flight response that people have when something threatens them. They either fight or they flee.
Yeah.
And it's hard to fight when the share market goes down because you can't do anything about it. The prices have gone down. You can't push them back up again. But you can flee by moving your money out, and that's not a good idea. Mm. It's really because you miss out on the gains that might continue to happen. I mean, you know, from March 2009 to 2014, the share market doubled. Quite a lot of people could have looked at that and said, I'm getting out now, this can't go on. Mm. And in the following 5 years, it doubled again. I mean, it's trying to time the markets, and it doesn't work. And one piece of research I saw on that was done in America in 2017. They looked back over 30 years of what had happened in the market, so a long, long time, which includes booms and busts, and the market grew over 10% a year, but the average investor in share funds had a gain of only 4% a year because they were moving in and out. So instead of making 10%, they were making 4%. It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And makes a massive difference to how much money you have at the end. And that was because people just tended to move out of the share funds when there'd been a downturn. And then they think, oh, look, it's all right. I'll get back. And they've moved out when the prices are low. They've taken a real hiding then. And what's more, they don't know when to move back in again. The market starts going back up and they think, oh, it might go down again tomorrow. We'll wait for a while. And it's very, very common for people to wait too long. And so apart from anything else, quite often there's trading costs from moving in and out as well. But even without those, it's just a bad thing to do, and the trouble is a lot of people do it.
Yeah.
So I had a look at some data the other day at what happens after the share market goes negative, and looked from 1991 to now, basically, at the average share market movements in New Zealand, the NZX 40 gross, for those who want to know the details, gross index, which is the index which includes dividends. But for other people who say, what's that all about? It's just basically the New Zealand share market. Mm-hmm. So we've got 28 years, and over that time, if you invested $1,000, it's grown to $5,400. So there's been this big growth. So, okay, we've got 28 years. In 7 of those years, there were big gains. So 1 in 4 years, there were gains of more than 20%, which are really nice gains. And 1 year, it was 48%. In 6 of the years, so only 6, less than a quarter of the 28 years, the market went down over the course of the year, usually by 8% or less. In all but one case, it was 8% or less. It wasn't a very big drop, but nonetheless it went down. So in 5 of those 6 years it went down in a fairly minor way. But then when you have a look at what happened the following year, in all but one of the years after the downturn, there was a big gain of between 13% and 24%. So that's the message I want to get across to people. After a down year, very often there's a good gain year coming in after that. And so just stick about. The one.
Yeah, because if you take your money out, you're not going to get the gain year. You're only going to get the loss year.
Yep, you get the loss and you don't get that big. There tends to be a rebound comes back through. The one time when there was a loss year that wasn't followed by a big gain year was 2007, 2008, 2009, which is the global financial crisis, where there was a tiny drop in 2007, a big drop in 2008. That was when the index went down 33%, which is the sort of drop that makes people panic. Mm. You know, their $1,000 investment turns into $670, and that's when people say, oh, I'm getting out of here. And if they did that, then they missed out on a 16% gain the following year and big gains on after that. So same if you look back at the big 87 share market crash, huge gain the year before. Your money more than doubled in a single year the year before, and then it crashed by 44%. But the following year, it actually had a tiny little gain, and the year after that, it had a big gain. So the message is that it's really common, not absolutely always, but nearly always, when the market goes down in a year, over the course of a whole year, calendar year, it'll have a gain the next year, nearly always, and often a good gain.
I'm going to ask you a Patsy question.
Go on.
Okay. But what if the share market drops just before you need the money?
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. Good question. You shouldn't have money in the share market that you are planning to take out soon to spend or do anything else with. If you are expecting to take the money out, you should have moved it out of a share investment or a high-risk KiwiSaver fund or whatever into a lower-risk fund so that it can't drop that abruptly.
You should have done it about 5 years before you needed it.
Yeah, and gradually, move the money out well before. So, yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's a really good point. It's why do the recoveries happen so soon after a drop? Well, I had a look around for data, and I actually found in my book, Rich Enough, which is out there, I got together a table of 10 different countries, Australia, New Zealand, and the biggest share markets in the world, and had a look over 33 years about what happened to their share markets, which one was the best and which one was the worst over 33 years. Every one of those countries had a turn at being best, and every one of those countries had a turn at being worst. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is that over 33 years, 9 times countries moved from being the best out of 11 countries to being the worst the next year, or moved from being the worst out of 11 countries to the best the next year. So it's very common for a share market to move from being really good to really bad, or the other way around. The big swings tend to happen. And the rest of the time, they're chugging along, making, you know, nice gains most of the time, and maybe the odd small loss. And when you think about that, you think, now, why has that happened? And I don't think anyone really knows. People just guess about these things. But my guess is that when a market has crashed or had a pretty big drop, the smart people are saying, wow, look, shares are just really cheap right now, I'm going in. And they have the attitude that the rest of us have to other things being cheap. If clothes are cheap, if there's a sale, we go in and buy them when they're cheap. Or if apples are cheap, we go and buy them when they're cheap. But when shares are cheap, because there's been a big drop in the market, a lot of people, they get panicked. They react not very sensibly to it, and want to get out rather than coming in. But the smart ones come in and scoop up the bargains, and that's why quite often the market turns around it quite fast, because the smart ones, the big investors, have said, this is fantastic, great bargains, and we go, and it goes back up again.
Okay, I've got a couple more Patsy questions from texters.
Yeah.
Carol complains she's got Fletcher Building shares, and when they were $12, she was told, no, leave them. And then they went to $10, and someone said, no, leave them, and now they're $6, and she's not happy.
She's unfortunately invested in a single company, it sounds like, or, I mean, maybe she's got a whole lot of other shares, but any single company, that can always happen to. Yeah. And my advice to her would be, I don't know. I can't give you any advice.
But whenever you talk about shares, you're talking about having a wide,
exactly. Either you buy a lot of different shares yourself, so you're not too fussed about individual ones, or it's easier to go into a KiwiSaver fund or another managed fund. But being in single shares is not.
Okay, well, how about this one, Mary? If there's a strong likelihood of a major correction, as a new investor, is it wise to wait to invest so that you're rising the next though you're riding the next sustained rise.
The trouble is there is a strong likelihood of a correction, so a correction meaning the market's going to go down. Mm. Nobody knows when there's a strong likelihood of a correction. That's the trouble. It's, you know, there have been people saying, watching this New Zealand share market, and for several years now, saying it's got to go down. It's been rising so fast, it's got to go down. And look, it might today, it might tomorrow, but it might not for a long, long time. So don't try and time the market. What you should do is drip feed your money in, and that happens automatically in KiwiSaver. But if that person's thinking about getting into the market, look, if you've got a lump sum there and you want to just get it all in now, go for it. And if it goes down, to knowing that it might go down tomorrow. But the more prudent way would be to drip feed, set yourself a plan now to drip feed, pay, put a quarter in now, a quarter in 3 months, a quarter in 6 months, something like that, okay. And then stick to it regardless of what's happening in the market.
We're almost out of time. 30 seconds on how to cope with an up and down investment.
Yeah. Drip feeding is the best way to do it. But if you're listening to this and thinking, God, I just couldn't cope with the market going down 33%, which it did in the global financial crisis, move your money out now. Get out of those higher risk KiwiSaver funds or whatever. Gradually move it out, as I just said, talking about moving it in. Move it out gradually, you know, quarter an hour, quarter in 3 months or whatever. Because if you think you would panic when the balance went down that much, some people just can't cope and they would panic, then you're better off out of them. Get out of them, but stay out. If you're the personality that can't cope, then don't go trickling back in again when things are looking good, because nobody knows when they're going to go well and when they're going to go badly.
Yeah, if you can only cope with the good times, the share market is not for you.
That's absolutely right. Perfectly put, Jesse.
Mary Holm has, we make a podcast out of her interview each week, and so you can find all the previous Mary Holm podcasts on the RNZ podcast page. And if there's a money topic you're interested in, from retirement to young people to ethical investing to KiwiSaver to debts, you can be sure she's covered it, and you can find it all on our website.